Blog Talk Radio.
We have come into this house to gather.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy, oh so worthy. Our God, he is so worthy to be praised.
We have come into this house to gather in his name to worship him. We have come into this house to gather in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, worship Christ, worship him, worship Christ, worship him, worship Christ, our Lord.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning to say thank you for one more day. To say thank you, Father God, for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every situation. Thank you, Father. Father, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day as you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give your name the glory. Father God, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against our destinies, our lives, and our praise and worship unto you. And we thank you for the power of the word. Father, we walk with you. We agree with you, Father. Jesus is Lord. And so therefore, Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, your mercy, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you, and it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the King, the Lord, amen, and our God. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries in Philadelphia. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us on today. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. Jesus is Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. It is a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, you're in the right place. So have a seat. Amen. And we want you to enjoy the services. And please continue to come back. We're here 7 days a week. And we have been meeting on this platform for the last 12 years and 4 months. Amen. And so we thank God for the opportunity to serve in his kingdom. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited. Amen. That you woke up with the right attitude. You woke up in faith. You woke up in great expectations. But truly, this is a day that Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministries, amen, and some of the things we're doing, and there's still so much more, amen, to come. The latter shall be greater, amen, and God is depending on us. The same way we're depending on him, He is depending on us. Amen. We're still in our love talk. Amen. We're still talking real love. Amen. And the Bible does describe to us what real love looks like. Sometimes, beloved, amen, especially the world, and even sometimes we as believers, amen, we get a little bit confused. There's four kinds of love. We have the eros love. We have the stergo love. We have the filial love. And we have the agape love. Agape love is the highest order, the highest form. Agape love is God's love, amen. And we know you can't get any higher, amen, than that. Amen, because he is God of all. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Amen, one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. And so, beloved, and this is the level that God desires us to live on. Amen, because this is the love that resides in you. Amen. Once you have given your life to Christ as a believer, amen, you must know that the Spirit of God lives in you. Amen. And the Spirit of God lives in you. So that means that love is already in you. If God is in you, love is in you, because God cannot separate himself from love, because God is love. Amen. Love is not God, but God's love. See, so he cannot separate himself from himself. So if the Spirit of God lives in you, then the Spirit of love lives in you. So it's already there. It's nothing you have to pray for. Amen. It's nothing you have to fast for. Amen. But you have to just fast for, maybe pray and fast for the release of it. See, the power must be working in you. You must, amen, wake up the sleeping giant. You must, amen, activate it. But it's already in you. See, God doesn't save you one day and then come back the next day and give you a dose of love. No. When you have an acquaintance and an introduction with God, you have an introduction with love, because they're two and the same. See? Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. And so what we need to do is to be aware of it, know what the Bible has to say about it. Amen. Glory be to God. And begin to walk in it. God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. Amen. Glory be to God. And all our getting, he wants us to get and understanding. Amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13. I'm going to read, amen, three verses. Amen. Two of them we have already covered. Amen. In our series, amen, on love. Amen. And it begins like this in verse number 4, love. Okay, when you see the word charity, you can just replace that for love. More specifically, you can replace that for agape love. Okay, agape love suffers long. Agape love is kind. Agape love does not envy. Agape love vaunteth not itself. Agape love is not puffed up. Agape love does not behave itself unseemly. Agape love seeketh not her own. Agape love is not easily provoked. Agape love thinketh no evil. Agape love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. This morning, beloved, amen, we want to zero in on the spirit of rejoicing. The spirit of rejoicing. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me ask you a question. Have you ever secretly rejoiced? And you can tell the truth, because you're not talking to me. You're really judging yourself. Amen. And no, there's no one else to judge you at this particular moment. Amen. Other than God, the saints will judge the world. Amen. Glory be to God in the future. Amen. But let us, amen, God has given us this time of grace and this time of mercy for us to judge ourselves, to reflect. Thank God for memory. Amen. Thank God for the functions of the brain and how God pieced all that together. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. But have you ever secretly, and I want to say secretly because you didn't, you may not have let anybody know, but you rejoiced when you heard that someone that you didn't like or someone that you disapproved of got into some kind of trouble. Oh, you was happy. You was happy because you didn't like this person anyhow. You didn't like this person because you disapproved of this person. I mean, after all, you know, you're recalling what this person did to you. You're recalling what this person did to your family. Huh? You're rejoicing in the reputation of this person, their habits. See? And going around, causing confusion, hurting people, damaging people, whatever they was doing. But when you heard the bad news, when the news finally got around to you that this person here was suffering, this person here was going through this, going through that, how many of you secretly rejoiced? When you heard about that person's difficulty, when you heard about that person's hardship, perhaps you was tempted to think, search them right. That's what she gets. That's what he gets. Every dog has his day. Huh? Oh, yeah. I've heard it so many times. I can't even count the times. See? I mean, after all, what he was doing to other people and what they was doing to God's people, and the way they was ripping people off and what they was doing, and I heard they was stealing and this and that. Yeah, that's what they get. Uh-huh. They deserve a little bit of punishment. How many of you ever gone there? But let me stop you right here as we begin on this morning. If I'm talking to you, if this describes you, if you're that person, this is not the way God's love reacts to such situations. Oh, no, baby doll. This is not agape. This is not agape love. And this is something, beloved, and I'm telling you that this is why we have to grow into this perfective love, because the truth of the matter is all of us have probably been there or been real close, and we definitely know other people who are there. And especially when we see people violated, you know, we see people taking advantage of our senior citizens. We see people taking advantage of children, taking advantage of the innocent, the ignorant, the unlearned, the naive, people who place their trust in them, whatever scenario, whatever situation, and they take advantage of them without any mercy, okay? Especially some people are take advantage of God's people. Preachers, okay, this is good to start from the top, okay? Ministers who started out pure, they started out righteous, they started out powerful, they started out anointed, huh? But something happens, okay, and they become evil. They gave Satan some room, and Satan took over. Now they're going to bed with all the women in the church, out the church. The men too, they're going to bed with the women and the men. Huh? Stealing the money. We all know stories like this. Does it hurt? Absolutely it hurts. Absolutely it hurts. Is it right? No, it is not right. Glory be to God. But what we tend to do, beloved, amen, is we tend to turn our backs on this type of people. We tend to send them to hell, okay? No mercy for them. And this is not agape love. Agape love reaches out. This is not the way the love of God behaves, beloved. Yeah, well, I just hope something go wrong. I just hope their house burned down. Well, I just wish they die. I've heard people say, I wish they die. I wish they were dead. I just wish what they did to other people would come back to them. And matter of fact, it'll come back 10 times worse. Oh, and let's take it a little bit closer. Not what they do to other people. Let's take it home. What they done did to you. Huh? And then embarrassed you, offended you, stole from you. Huh? Took advantage of you. Oh, I hate them. I hate them. I just wish they die. I said, this is not the way the love of God behaves. Beloved, the Bible tells us, glory be to God, brother, speaking expressly through a brother Paul. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. The word, he said, love rejoiceth not. That word rejoiceth not, beloved. Glory be to God. It's a compound word in the Greek, glory be to God. It means, hallelujah, no, glory be, the word means no. That's a compound word, means the first part is no, amen. The second part, amen, is joy. It carries the idea of being glad about something. It is a picture of a person who is very excited over something that has happened. You're excited, you're rejoicing, you're excited. Hey, they're graduating from college. Oh, they got that degree. Oh, they got that job. They got the new home. They opened the church, their own church, whatever. You're excited about something, rejoicing. See? I mean, you're overjoyed. You ever seen anybody that's overjoyed, elated? Glory be to God. This exhilarated, thrilled, jubilant, amen, over some news. That's the rejoicing. You know, dancing and happy. Glory be to God. I celebrated my niece's birthday. She turned 16. Amen. Family came together. Friends came together over the weekend. Some of you might have seen me on social media. Oh, we was having a good old time. We was rejoicing. But then Paul says, amen, so you're happy about this thing, you're rejoicing, but here you're rejoicing in iniquity. See? Now, that word iniquity in the Greek conveys the idea of an injustice, something that is wrong or something that is bad. So what Brother Paul is telling us here, beloved, love does not feel overjoyed. Agape love, the God's kind of love, the highest form and order of love, does not feel overjoyed when it sees an injustice done to someone else. You don't see? Oh, their house burned down. Yeah, but that's what they get. Guess they won't be messing with me no more. Guess they won't be, they ain't stealing my money no more. I was talking with one lady, amen. Somebody did her wrong, and the person's son died. He was only 10 years old. I could see the gratitude in her face. She was happy. She was happy that boy died because she felt like he was getting, amen, the father was getting back what he deserved. That's what you call rejoicing in iniquity, beloved. You rejoicing in bad news. Anybody guilty in the house? Just raise your hand this morning. I don't see you.
My secret desire, beloved, glory be to God, and our secret desire, because see, God knows your secrets. We might not tell everybody, because there's a lot of things in our hearts we ain't telling nobody. You acting like you're concerned about the person, but secretly and inwardly, you're really happy that they are experiencing misery. But some of us, because of our spiritual cover-up, is we're not going to let everybody know. See? But God knows the heart. He knows your secrets. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. The right response, beloved, for our enemies and for those who have slipped away, those who are going in the wrong direction, those who have turned around, those who have done the wrong thing, those who have done evil, the right response for us is to pray for them. I've heard some Christians say, I ain't praying for them. Let them pray for themselves. Our right response, agape love, will pray for that individual for their restoration. Real love simply does not rejoice at someone else's misfortune. It don't go there. Not agape. Not agape. If you walking in one of them other loves, then hey, huh? What does a real love have to do with it? Absolutely everything. Then Paul goes on to tell us, beloved, that when someone else gains some kind of advantage in life that we have been desiring, love isn't threatened by that person's success. Oh, they got that job. Shoot, I wanted that job. I wanted that position in ministry. I wanted that office. Shoot, that's what I wanted. They got that, see, and people, you know, you try to be happy for them, try to act like they're happy, and some of them are just really transparent, they're not happy, because really, you wanted it. You wanted to walk across stage. You wanted to deliver the keynote message. You wanted it. Glory be to God. And so what happens is others become threatened by the success of somebody else. But, beloved, the Bible says real love rejoices with that person's victory. The word rejoice, beloved, as we have already defined for you, glory be to God, where you're ecstatic, you're exhilarated, you're thrilled, you're jubilant. Brother Paul says this, glory be to God, as we translate this in the Greek. Love is elated. Love is thrilled. Love is overjoyed with the truth. Beloved, when you see other people being blessed and God is in the blessed business and you ain't seen nothing yet in some people's lives because their expectations are going to take them all the way home. God have some people right now, glory be to God, they're not leaving this earth until they get everything God got for them. I mean, they not leaving no stone unturned. That's the type of faith and expectation that they have. And as long as your expectation is there, God is going to, amen, fulfill the request and fulfill your expectations. You will not be disappointed. They will have everything, amen, that their faith believes. God responds to that type of faith and expectations. And so, beloved, when you, I'm talking about Y-O-U this morning. I'm not talking about your neighbor. Talk about you. When you see other people bless, receiving a blessing, when you see other people receiving special attention that you have longed to receive yourself, You've been daydreaming about it, talking about it, wishing about it, huh? Are you able to truly rejoice with them? Ah, baby, that's a hard one there. That's a hard one. I'm talking to the best of the best. I'm talking to you guys that are the so-called real spiritual this morning. I'm talking to you guys, amen, and say you love Jesus, amen. So I'm talking to you guys that say you love God's people. When you see somebody else being blessed and getting some type of recognition that, number one, they're being blessed and getting recognition. Number two, is you really wanted it? Can you really be happy for them? Most people can't even muster up the strength to say congratulations. Because it ain't in their heart to do it. And if the words come out, you can tell it's not in rhythm with their heart. They just as dry, congratulations. What? Can you be happy with them, or does it threaten you? Or does it make you sad when you see someone else receiving a blessing you wish was yours? I forgot the name of the lady, amen, who sang the song, amen, glory be to God. The man got married. She thought it was going to be her, but it was somebody else. And y'all know I'm not really a singer. I just like to prove my point. Congratulations, I thought it would have been me standing there with you. How many of us would say that? Well, congratulations, but I really wish it was me standing there instead of you. That's not agape love. It might be, it's a real emotion. But it's one that got to be dealt with. How do we overcome that? We overcome that with God's super on our natural. We overcome that by releasing and going deeper into God. Because when we go deeper into God, the agape love can be released on a higher level and a deeper level. See, beloved, a lot of times we think we in love, but we just on the outskirts of it. We got to come in deeper. Because agape love does not rejoice in iniquity. How you respond to other people's troubles and other people's blessings reveals a great deal about your level of spiritual maturity. Let me show you the scripture as I wind up. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. No. That's not what I want. Okay. Here you go. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 10. I'm gonna read this. Listen, write it down. 2 Samuel, verse 4. Second Samuel chapter 4, verse 10. When one told me, saying, "Behold, Saul is dead," thinking to have brought good tidings, I took hold of him and slew him in Ziglag. Who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings? Ooh. Saul dead, King David. Because you know King David was trying to kill you. We know the hell that King David went through for 13 years because of King Saul. King Saul was jealous of his anointing. He was jealous because of where he was going. He was jealous of his destiny. And King Saul, really, if he had an opportunity, he was going to take David out. And he wasn't playing around. King David did not defend himself. He let God do the fighting for him. And when God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." See, that's what we have to remember. God is going to take care of the evildoer. God is going to do what he needs to do in God's time and God's way.
And what happened is when the person brought the news back to King David, said, David, King David, you can breathe now. You got some relief because Saul is dead. He thought David would have been happy. Got the Holy Ghost party on, started shouting. No, the Bible says that he was killed for bringing bad news. Because you're rejoicing in somebody's death. You're rejoicing in somebody's iniquity. Oh, yeah, beloved, let me tell you something. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. No, you just don't, amen, want to see, amen, your friends blessed, your family's blessed, and people you like blessed. The Bible says, bless them, amen, that do wrong against you. Bless them that do evil against you. Bless the evildoers. Ah, how many of us take it that far? How many of us take it that far, beloved? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's real love. That's real love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. One more scripture I want to share with you. Amen. And our closing on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see which one I want to share with you. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. First Thessalonians 5:15. Make sure that no one repays evil for evil. Always pursue what is good for one another. And for all people. And that's what the Lord meant when he said, let love be without hypocrisy. Let love be without dissimulation. Ah, Father God, help us. Father God, help us. Glory be to God. So these are the questions I want you to ask yourself, amen, to ponder on today. Do I rejoice when I hear bad news about someone who did me wrong in the past? Or does it break my heart to hear about the problems that person is facing? Second question and last question. When someone steps into the blessing that I've been believing for in my own life, am I elated for that person? Or does it make me turn green with envy? Beloved, it's good for us to ask ourselves questions, amen, and probe our spirit, hallelujah, and let the Holy Spirit deal with our hearts about these issues. And I'm encouraging you today, beloved, to take a little time and let the Holy Spirit search your heart and show you. Lord, show me myself the way you see me. Oh, God, show me. God, am I really happy for other people, or is it just all about me and my family? Some of us not even happy for other family members. So let's just keep it real. Am I happy for other people, or is it just about me? Glory be to God. Help us, Father God. Allow the Holy Spirit to search your hearts today, beloved. Take a little time, amen, and to show you the areas that you can improve in your life. Real love. We're talking about the real love. Not the Eros love, not the Sturgo love, not the Filio love, but we're talking about agape love. That's a type of love that God, the only love. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the love that God requires us to walk in. We cannot do it on our own. But if we submit and humble ourselves, reckon our flesh to be dead, The Holy Spirit will come, will take over. Hallelujah. How did Jesus go to the cross? How did Jesus go to the cross without saying a mumbling word? How did Jesus go to the cross without reacting, without fighting back? How did Jesus go to, how could Jesus do it? How could Jesus be on the cross stretched out, tell my Father, forgive him? Really? Well, he said, we would send everybody and their mama to hell. Forgive him. How did Jesus take it this far? Because it was a demonstration of the highest form of order, the highest form of love, the highest form of expression. It was agape revealed as a demonstration for you and for I. We can do it too. And greater works shall ye do. You have the capacity. You have the capacity to love. Your love, the love that's already in you, has the capacity to grow deeper. And you can love in any situation, unconditionally, no strings attached. I love you because love is God. I don't love you for what you do. I don't love you for what you say. I don't love you for how you act. I love you because love is God and God is in me. And beloved, let me tell you something. When the world sees this demonstration of love, they will be numbed by it. They will be paralyzed by it. They will be drawn to it because there they see God face to face. They are having a relationship with God. I mean, when they have a relationship with you and you allow the love of God to be released to the extreme measures, that's what God had in mind. Nothing else, nothing less, nothing other, nothing different. Will you, amen, allow that love to be released today? Love that does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. If y'all ever notice, when there's a bad situation, I bring it to the prayer call. I say, saints, pray for this, pray for this, pray for this to be exposed, pray for this, pray for this. Amen. But my second part of my prayer petition is always, and give the perpetrator a will to be saved. We just don't want God to come in and turn the situation around. Evil is done wrong here. This needs to be corrected. Somebody's being taken advantage of. That needs to be fixed. But we don't want to send the person to hell. Love don't do that. God doesn't send anybody to hell. Now we want the person to be saved. Give them the will to be saved. Come on, y'all. What does love have to do with it? Absolutely, absolutely everything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us overcome these fleshly moments when we are tempted to rejoice at someone else's hardship. We must admit that when we hear something has happened to a person who has wronged us, something inside of us secretly rejoices. We know that this is wrong and that it is not the way you behave. Please forgive us for responding in a way that is contrary to love. Help us to be concerned and help us to be prayerful for every person who is undergoing any kind of hardship in their lives, even those who have acted like they are our enemies. Even those who are our enemies. But you love them too. And we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We pray that you are enjoying our love series. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We will pick up here on Thursday. Amen. We have a guest coming on tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. But we want to pick up here. Amen. On Thursday, Lord's willing. Amen. In our love chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking Real Love, Amen, series. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Today, amen, in form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today, meeting at 12 noon and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please, come on, come on, come on, amen. If you have a prayer request, somebody you know, amen, need prayer, amen, have them call you, call in with for them, call in at the top of the hour. Let us pray, let us touch and agree, and let us believe God. Amen, hallelujah, because God is a prayer answering God, and nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays. Beloved, have you ever wondered why you're still here with all the turmoil that's going on in the world? In the banking industry, amen, at the airports, amen, everywhere, amen, everywhere we look, amen, Russia, Ukraine, South Philly, North Philly, everywhere, huh? We're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Have you ever wondered, amen, why this is all going on? Have you ever considered, amen, that God has you here and has not taken you home yet because your work is undone, amen, because you have an obligation to pray? We are in sin if we do not pray. That's what the Bible says. You're a sinner. You're acting like a sinner. You might not be a sinner, but you're acting like a sinner because you don't have a prayer life. See, and you best believe when the church is zapped up, amen, the rapture, which is pending, when we are zapped up, if you think it's hell on earth now, imagine what it's going to be like when the church is gone. Because when the church gets zapped up, guess who else is going? The Holy Spirit is going. The Holy Spirit is the person, amen, who draws people into the church. So he's going up with when we go up, y'all. Can you imagine what this earth is going to be like? Oh, not only is the banking system going to fail, everything's going to fail, everything. The Bible tells us about it, and we'll be teaching on it in the near future. Let me tell you something. You don't want your worst enemy to be left behind. You don't want your worst enemy, and we up on it. Amen. But we have an obligation to pray because your prayer, even without a prayer call, without a prayer altar, amen, the sincere, fervent prayer of one righteous person availeth much. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. God's going to hear your cry, for the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church. Don't stop praying, church. Keep on praying, church. God's going to answer you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever you choose for us to do today. Help us to be in your will. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, we pray for the family of that student that was murdered in Texas in school, in a junior high school on yesterday. And we pray, Father God, for these families all around the world, those who are still in grief. Those who are still in grief, Father. And Father God, we ask that you would turn their crying into rejoicing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We say thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you would protect us from fires, home invasions, break-ins, gas explosions, slip and fall accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions. Bad news via U.S. Postal, bad news via email, Texas. Father God, we put it all under the blood of Jesus right now. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We thank you, Father, for helping us. We're not rejoicing that our ex-president might be indicted today. We're not rejoicing in that, even though we might not agree, Father God, with his political campaign. And we know it's very, very questionable, but we're not rejoicing in that. We're not rejoicing in any of that. We thank you for that things are being exposed, and we thank you for turning the hearts of those who do not know you, that they may fall in love with you in the process. That is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a beautiful day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessed manifestation is already here. Meet us on social media tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, amen, at the morning altar. And then we'll be back here at 6 a.m., Lord's willing. Amen. Talking a little bit more about real love. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.